Welcome to the Motivation Without the Hype podcast with your host, Jez Perez. He's an author, high performance coach, and motivational speaker. This show brings you inspiring messages and interviews to unleash your greatness in life and in business. So let's get started.
Hi everyone, welcome to Motivation Without the Hype podcast show. My name is Jez Perez, a former procrastinator into an action taker. We bring you inspirational messages and interviews, including motivational insights, tips, principles, and proven strategies that you can take action on without the hype in unleashing your greatness in life and in business. Now, we appreciate you plugging in and spending time with us, and we have our four-part podcast series, and it's all about successful habits. Now, in today's part four, we're going to be talking and tackling, which is our final part of successful habits. And I'm going to share two areas. Area number one is building good spending habits to create financial security. And area number two is successful habits that actually stick. So there are the three areas of thoughts that I want to share with you today in this episode. So let's get started. Now, the reason why I want to focus on good spending habits, and, you know, these are just practical tips, and plus, I want to highlight, I am not a financial planner, nor am I a financial guru. However, with today's marketplace and the economy in different parts of the world, they're quite challenging. So recently, I've been coaching a lot of clients who are stuck in a rut and, really just can't have that financial breakthrough because they're all sorts of places and they can't get any clarity because there's just a lot of overwhelm that's happening in their lives. And so I thought, man, I should pretty much attach this into this habits series because I trust that when you hear these insights, it's going to inspire. And again, I'm putting out there, I am not a financial planner nor a financial guru. And, you know, if you are stuck, then, you know, my suggestion is, you know, find a financial advisor or find someone who is a financial professional to help you, right? And so I want to just give practical insights to this approach. And most of the times it really has to do with financials, right? And so to be realistic and practical, if you're wanting to create certainty and confidence in your finance, then, you know, you got to seek professional help and advice in if you are in a certain situation. Now, you know, habits, we all know that habits are natural for humans, right? And some of them are good, some of them are bad, some of them just enough okay. But when it comes to finances, more people have poor habits than good ones, right? They think about all the other external things, whether it's health, whether it's their life. However, sometimes, you know, their finances can be overlooked. And so we want to tackle that and really share my thoughts and what we can do to have great habits, right? So learning good spending habits will help you save for the future, create financial security for yourself and your family. If you're interested in learning how to build good spending habits, then these are the thoughts that can help you out. And again, I am not a financial advisor or a professional. This is just based on mentorship, based on experience, based on a lot of check-ins, a lot of insights going through to this, okay? So thought number one is, you know, the importance of learning good spending habits. Now, one of the main reasons people have poor spending habits is because they are not paying attention to how much they make and where it's going, right? You know, there's a lot of truth in that because when I was young, I never really looked at my finances. Literally, I just get a paycheck and I just, you know what? Even when I first started in real estate, I was so poor, you know, like I only had once a month and it was every 15th of every month. That was like my richest day. But it's also my poorest day at the same time. You know, you feel rich because you've just got one big pay packet, not realizing that you get the next 4 weeks to save and budgetize so you can survive the next month. But for me, I whatever comes in, I don't track it. I just spend it. And I realize that I'm going to be so poor and I got to be so stingy. And then, but by the way, you know, I didn't earn that much money in the beginning and I didn't have the mindset, right? And that's why it's important to build, you know, financial mindset. There's a lot of books out there. There's a lot of financial planners that can help you and professionals to seek, you know, to help you where you want to head in life, particularly financially, right? So, you know, one of the things that people don't track their income, and, you know, it's really easy to spend automatically without considering the long-term effects of such as a habit. Now, mindless spending, which I happened before in the beginning, will let you make ends meet, but it won't put you in a position to save for the future. Now, learning and practicing good financial habits will allow you to build long-term wealth that offers you financial security. Intentional spending will enable you to meet both long-term and short-term financial goals without making you feel deprived. Really important, guys. And take note, intentional spending. Now, the next thought is, you know, create a budget. Now, making a list for the month is a first step in learning good spending habits. Knowing how much you need to pay for your bills or your mortgage and the essentials will allow you to set money aside in advance. In addition, right, it's going to help you with, you know, recurring expenses, and you can plan for entertainment and personal expenses without going over the budget. And that's really important. That's really key, guys. You really got to take note of that, that it's really, you know, important to create your own budget. Now, next thought is intentional spending. You know, sometimes there are large purchases that you know you will have to make. Now, this can be as simple as planning a holiday trip or even a new appliances. So you got to plan your expenses by putting money aside for purchase each month and targeting good sales season, which is, you know, when anything that was on is on sales, you know, to boost your spending power. And again, guys, these are simple, but not many people do simple things. They complicate things and they become in a world of overwhelm and they can't get out of it. And so I just trust that these thoughts will paint a picture. The next thought is, you know, you got to create a savings plan. You know, when creating your monthly budget, also set a specific amount of money you want to save, having a minimum amount that you will dedicate to setting aside each month. Now, this can be as low as, you know, $20. You know, many people make the mistake of trying to set high savings amount and then giving up each month because they can't meet it. So saving a small amount every month is better than failure to save on a higher amount. So just challenge yourself. Say, look, in the next 2 months, I'm going to put $50, right? And then the next third month, you know, I'm going to put $100. And you start challenging yourself, right? And you will be surprised of how much you attain, right? And there's so many strategies and how you can create wealth and, you know, where that's like consistency of building that recurring thing. So look, again, not a financial guru or financial advisor, please seek professional help. But I trust that these simple tips can help you start, pave the way of having good spending habits. Now, the next thought is track your progress. You know, it is important to keep track of how much you are earning, spending, and saving each month. Now, you got to set a goal and check your progress towards it every 2 to 3 months. Now, this is going to help you stay on track and make changes to your habits if you seem to be falling behind on your goals. Now, I know you'd be thinking, Jez, this is just basic stuff. And I get you. However, most of the time, people don't do the basic. You know, many people complicate things and they put themselves in overwhelm and never control the finances. And this is important, guys. You got to control your finances. You got to know where it comes in, where it goes out, and what you can do to optimize your funds that you have into your account. Whether you're an expert or that you're doing well, that's great. If you're doing great, fantastic. Keep on doing it. Now, to those who are struggling, you know, don't fear, right? It's time to reflect and build on better successful habits that will pay off now to the future. Okay, so that's area number one, because I just wanted to add that into today's podcast episode because, you know, I've been getting a lot of, you know, insights, and not only that, coaching a lot of clients who are kind of stuck. And so I said, look, these are just the basic thoughts. You know, what do you think about it? I said, yeah, it's great. I don't do this. And so if you are not doing this, you know, replay, look at those thoughts again and start making a plan. Not tomorrow, do it right now. All right, so this is area number two. Now, successful habits to actually stick. And I want to just share again a couple of thoughts and how successful habits can actually stick on you and you can still continue on. Now, by nature, we know humans are creatures of habit. We know that for sure, right? Because we've all gone through that phase. Now, some are easier to form and others are, it takes a bit of time and effort. But depending on what your goals may be, learning new habits and making them stick can be a challenge. I mean, like sticking to a certain habit. Now, if you're looking for ways to create and stick to not to good, but to great, and to great to successful habits, then we probably have some thoughts and some insights to help you along the way. Now, number one is you got to avoid common habit building pitfalls. Now, making changes to your current lifestyle is a good thing. Trying to do it all at once may not be our best strategy. Now, most people make a long list of changes. You know, they want to make and try to tackle them all at once. It is better to choose one new habit, you want to build it, and then you want to replace it, right? Or a poor habit you want to break and focus on that. Trying to change too much at the same time will cause, you know, will cause your body and your mind to rebel, right? Which will result in, I wouldn't say failure, it will result in bigger feedback. All right, so the next thought is this, you know, use a community to build good habits. You know, some people are self-learners and self-motivated people. However, most people need emotional, mental support to reach their goal, right? And that is really important. You know, you can do it yourself, right? It may take time, but if you want support from end to end, you need someone there for you because you're accountable. You got someone who's actually breathing behind your neck and say, hey, are you doing this, right? And just that check-in. Now, this is a normal part of being alive, right? And it can actually work in your behavior if you use a community. Now, when you try to build good habits, now look for people who share similar goals or want to learn similar habits, or, you know, take baby steps and share your progress with the goal with your community. You know, this will give others encouragement to your progress, and also it's going to hold yourself accountable at the same time. Now, there's a lot of Facebook community groups that has the exact same thing what they're going through, or it can be like if you go to Google or your local community, there are a lot of supporting group and networks around there as well. Now, my next thought is this: plan for setbacks. You know, building good habits is hard, and it's okay to fall off the wagon or even fail. Feedback. The important thing is that you can start over or keep going until you've created a new habit. Now, everyone expects that they will be able to breeze through the tough times and build a good habit with little to no opposition. Now, keep in mind that as creatures of habit, it is hard for humans to change behaviors and learn new habits, but it's not possible, impossible, right? With dedication and determination and setbacks will simply encourage you to try harder until you succeed. Now you gotta, and the next thought is this: reward yourself for reaching your milestones. Now, often building good habits, you know, relies on reaching many smaller milestones before you achieve your goal. Now, one way to stay motivated is rewarding yourself to reaching your milestones along your journey. Not many people like to reward themselves. You know, they achieve their goals or their dreams, but they don't celebrate it. You gotta celebrate your milestones, whether it's big or small, but make that as a habit. You know, setting a point in time, you know, along with your habit building path also gives you something to work towards. So for example, if you're trying to save for a large purchase, right, you reward yourself with a night out when you reach halfway to the mark or when you reach it. Or if you're aiming, you know, to lose a bit of pounds or weight, reward yourself with a new outfit, you know, after you reach a certain mark along the journey. Now, with these two focus areas, you know, you've just been immersed with, you know, these type of insights. And, you know, and I trust, you know, that these thoughts has given you a level of not just inspiration, but how you can actually build better and greater habits. Now, I trust that these podcast series and these episodes has really been helpful for you, because I know that we sometimes get stuck in a rut, right? And we fall into bad habits. But if you're able to write it and identify it and, you know, go back to these previous episodes on this podcast, you know, show of successful habits and start taking action right now. So I just want to just say that I believe in you, that you can do it, and that you can actually take action for your life and you can really take it to the next level. So guys, we have all these, you know, provided links to help you support with your growth. Reach out to us at teamthrive@jezpris.com. We've got all these amazing resources to help you along the way in your journey, whether it's in life or in business. All right, guys. So if this podcast series has been helpful and uplifting, we would love for you to write a review to inspire more listeners to get plugged in. We will continue to provide high value content in each and every episode. If you don't mind sharing this podcast show on social media by inviting others, it would mean the world to me. Every time you tag me, we will get the opportunity to share those posts, and together, we can make a difference in the lives of others through inspiration podcast series just like this. So there you have it. In closing, continue to unleash your greatness and tell yourself that I can, I will, and I must, and we'll see you on the next episode.